Welcome back, everyone, for another edition of How About Them Chiefs.
I hope you all had a great long weekend with Thanksgiving, and especially a great Sunday after seeing the Chiefs rough up the Raiders 40-9 in Arrowhead. I mean, this basically is keeping the Chiefs in first place with the AFC West now, owning the tiebreaker with the Raiders, and with a two-game lead with only four games left of the season. I think the Chiefs did prove they are the best team in the AFC West with the dominant win with all three phases of the game. With the offense scoring points, the defense creating turnovers and points, and actually the defense scoring points of their own, like Juan Thornhill with his pick six. And also the special teams play causing a fumble, a blocked extra point, returning it back also for 2 points. This all led to a huge victory to give the Chiefs, and it's great to see the Chiefs are trying to run the table now and close out the season with momentum into the playoffs, which will be much needed. Today I'll recap the Chiefs and Raiders game with the good, the bad, and the ugly. I'll go over the injury updates and so as far as today and preview the upcoming showdown in Foxborough against the New England Patriots and with my keys to victory. It will be a big game for the Chiefs to show everyone the Chiefs are back, so let's dive right into the good, the bad, and the ugly. The ugly. Not much ugly in this game. I mean, it's kind of hard to pick out ugly parts of this game when you win 40-9, but there was one thing that definitely stuck with me, and again, it's becoming a recurring issue. That's the Chiefs stopping the run again. I mean, Josh Jacobs was able to run to break off big runs on first downs. In fact, I think he had 100 yards of rushing in the first half, and also, and he finished up with, see here, with 17 carries for 117 yards, and he averaged 6.1 yards a carry. I mean, it's very concerning if the Chiefs defense cannot stop the run, especially in December and January. The weather becomes an issue, where most teams start not to pass so much because of the weather with the rain and snow. And it looks like the chances for the Chiefs to have home field advantage has sailed away with Baltimore Ravens winning again. So right now, what did help, though, is the Chiefs did get a lot of help with the Patriots losing to the Texans. There's actually a chance that the Buffalo Bills could win their division and be the number one seed, which would have the Chiefs potentially playing in the Buffalo in the playoffs, where the weather would be a factor. So there's a lot of football left. The Chiefs should win out, but going back to the game, the Chiefs were fortunate to have getting a hot start with Derek Carr throwing an interception early, which set up the Chiefs' offense in great field position. And as long as the Chiefs continue to score fairly early and keep up the running up the score, the teams will have to abandon the run, which is fine if the Chiefs keep that going. So I know the run game is the big cancer to this defense, but if we can get them to stop, you know, a few stops here and there, like the Chiefs did do a great job last week too. It was a 4th-and-1, and they stopped them early in the game, which was a big swing of momentum. And it was a great tackle by Juan Thornhill. So, I mean, it was a great play, and hope to see that the rest of the season coming down the stretch, because we're definitely going to need defense to make some stops if we want to be successful in this playoff run and ultimately win the Super Bowl. To the bad. So, like I was saying, not much bad to say about this game, but one thing I did notice that came up early, I guess if you have anything bad, was our failure to run a run game again in the short conversions. So, for example, we went for it early on a 4th-and-1, and the Chiefs were up, you know, 7 points early, and I like the call. I like the decision to go for it because we need to be aggressive with this offense. You shouldn't be having trouble getting first downs, but we did come up short. We're still struggling, it seems like, when it counts in critical situations. It was disappointing, but the Chiefs getting stuffed in that, you know, especially with the whole offensive line back and healthy. This will need to be definitely be fixed if you want to win close games, especially if you're going to have to go to Buffalo in the playoffs or go to Foxborough, because I don't know if we'll get home field advantage, but there's still a lot of football left to play, so we'll see. But if we definitely can keep running the ball well, we could definitely close out games and keep the ball away from our opponent. Another bad thing, I guess we kind of benefited for it too, but it wasn't that bad, was Mahomes throwing an interception that got called back with a PI call, and it was overturning the play. I mean, with bad weather, you know, Mahomes needs to be careful with the ball.
I mean, I think the throw that he was tended to throw, that looked like it was Demarcus Robinson, but I think he was trying to throw was Tyreek Hill in the back of the end zone. But because the reason I say this is because the way he threw the ball is like he was floating it, and to float it back to float it back to Tyreek Hill. And what happened was that with the weather, it kind of changed the direction and pulled it back with the wind. So I think just really we got to have him, you know, we love Mahomes and his playmaking ability, but when it comes down to the bad weather, be more careful with the ball. I mean, that was the only bad things I could say about this game, the ugly. So overall, I mean, it was a great game. The good.
Yay! Yay!
Where do I start? I mean, the team was great, you know, perfect in all phases of the game. You know, the offense, defense, and special teams. I mean, when you look back at it, every phase of the game, the Chiefs scored with. They scored with their offense, obviously their defense, and the special teams. So it's a great overall effort. One of the things that really stuck out to me was the Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathews, when he picked off Derek Carr on the Raiders' opening drive. It's now his second consecutive game with an INT, an interception. I mean, it set the Chiefs up with great field position at midfield, which ultimately led to a pass to Darrell Williams. I apologize, last week I called him, I think, Darnell, but it should be Darrell Williams. And another thing that was also on the ensuing kickoff after we scored was having Rashard Fenton forcing a fumble, and it was recovered by O'Daniel. I mean, it set up the Chiefs in great field position. Even though, however, the Chiefs failed to capitalize any points on that turnover, it was great to see that our special teams are coming back into play. Really, to make it worse for the Raiders is that the Chiefs field defense blocked the extra point later, and at the end of the game, and Trevor Ward took it back for a two-point conversion. I mean, you talk about injury to insult. I mean, really sticking to the Raiders at the end of the game. So back to the defense. I mean, Juan Thornhill, he had his pick six, making the Chiefs go up 21-0 in the first half. I mean, it was actually the first, rookie's first career return touchdown, but it also was the Chiefs, surprisingly, was their first all year, their pick six. The last time the Chiefs had a pick six was from Dirty Dan back in week 17 of 2018. And also, by chance, it had to be against Derek Carr against the Oakland Raiders. Once again, the defensive line played great. I mean, we had Frank Clark and Chris Jones both had a sack each. I mean, Chris Jones, again, another play that stuck with me is he batted down a ball that caused a long third down with the Raiders, and they could not convert, in which it settled for a field goal before the half. And if you watch the game, it was just a bit outside, a badly missed field goal. Also, Chris Jones had a sack forcing a third and long, which made the Raiders not convert and also ultimately making them punt. I mean, the defense starting to come around just in time for December and January when the weather becomes a factor. I mean, when you're limiting the pass game, I think everyone's starting to buy in right now, their role, and they just need to stop the run and they'll be perfect. I mean, the pass defense was exceptional against the Raiders. I mean, the Raiders only had one completion to a wide receiver, and until like 3 minutes left in the game, they had another wide receiver. So, I mean, I'll say that again. They only had one completion to a receiver, a wide receiver. So it tells you that our back end of our defense is doing very well covering. They did throw the tight end and running backs, but, I mean, the fact that we shut down the receivers was great to see. I remember Tony Romo even saying in the broadcast that he couldn't believe that it's the second completion to receiver and it happened with 3 minutes left. So, you know, I remember when everyone's saying, oh, we need a corner, you know, we just trade for Jalen Ramsey and you know, all that stuff, or trade for Patrick Peterson. But it looks like right now they're working out well as a team and as a unit, and I think moving forward I feel really confident with our defense. It's just the running, stopping the run is the big concern for me. Another great thing that I saw yesterday was Mahomes. He played again well, but Mahomes didn't light up the stat sheet on Sunday, but he still managed to break out another record with scoring strike to tailback Darrell Williams, the pass that he threw. Mahomes became the fastest player in NFL history to tally 70 touchdowns through the air.
He just passed Pro Hall of Fame quarterback Dan Marino and finished the game with he also finished the game with another rushing touchdown. So it's pretty incredible that he's still breaking records and doing very well for his young career. The offense was not, it wasn't needed that much, so that's probably why, you know, our defense played so well that we didn't need to have him have crazy numbers to keep us in the game because we're already blowing them out. But Mahomes did throw the ball well around. He did get Travis Kelce underneath, and he also got Travis Kelce going deep for, like, I think a 40-yard pass. So, I mean, the Raiders did try to keep the deep shots away, and Mahomes did adjust and playmaking abilities and throwing to Travis Kelce and also throwing to Tyreek Hill. Offensively, we converted, the Chiefs converted third down very well. One thing I looked up at as that the game was going on, the Chiefs were 7-for-11 on third down. And one of the biggest things that stuck with me, which I was very surprised about watching the game, was like, I don't remember very many flags going up. And they actually had no penalties throughout the whole game. The only penalty they had, which I thought was total BS, was a holding call on Darwin Thompson when he was doing a cut block on a Raider defender, which it resulted in taking away a touchdown pass with DeMarcus Robinson in the end zone. But the Raiders also had a penalty, so it offset, so it was replayed down. So technically the Chiefs had no penalties, which is very hard to believe they had no penalties in this game. And speaking of Darwin Thompson, I believe he turned some heads. I mean, I really liked him in the preseason. Thought he caught Carlos Hyde to be cut because he played so well. It's just that he was hidden in the depth chart once LeSean McCoy got signed with the team. So I don't think he really got his number. He got his chance to play. So once Darrell Williams went down, he got his number called and he finally got to go in. And he had a total, he actually was the leading rusher for the Chiefs. He had 11 carries for 44 yards and he averaged 4 yards a carry. And he also had a touchdown. I mean, he's a little guy, you know, not for height-wise, but he did show that he can run hard through the tackles when he scored his first career touchdown. I mean, he also had some big help with the offensive line, pushing the defense of the Raiders towards the end of the game. I don't know what it is about the Chiefs, but it seems like every year we have a great running back. I mean, you go back to the days with the late Joe Delaney, the Nigerian nightmare, Christian Okoye, you know, the great Marcus Allen, you know, your Priest Holmes, the Larry Johnson, you know, remember Jamal Charles, you know, late, and then also having Kareem Hunt. I mean, I'm not saying that Darwin is in that category right now, but it was a lot of fun to watch, and he does remind me of a smaller version Jamal Charles a little bit, because he does have the physicality, but he also does gain more yards than you'd think he would. And I think because of his height, he kind of hides behind the line. I don't know if you remember Priest Holmes when he had that big offensive line. He kind of got, you wouldn't see him, and then he just dart out of nowhere. So that's one thing that I think will be interesting to see if they decide to, if Mandy Reid's decides to draw up some more plays for Darwin Thompson to come in against the Patriots this week, because I think Darrell Williams did injure himself, hit a hamstring pull. At first, when I first saw it live, when he had hurt himself, I thought it, because it was a non-contact injury, I thought it was definitely an ACL tear. So I'm glad to hear that it's just a hamstring pull, which is not, you know, season ending. So now I like to go to the stat of the week. So my stat of the week, I talked about it earlier, was the no penalties for the Chiefs. So they have no penalties in their game, and the Chiefs just played their first game without a penalty since December 8th, 1974, when they beat no other than the Raiders at Arrowhead Stadium. And another stat that I thought was another thing that I thought that was very interesting that I found out was the Chiefs continue their dominance over the AFC West. You know, it seems like we've been killing everybody and beating our whole division. But the win that the Chiefs has had, they moved to 25-3 against their AFC West opponents. And since 2015, which are the most victories by any team against their own division in that span. Additionally, since head coach Andy Reid arrived in 2013, the Chiefs are 12-2 versus the Raiders. and are undefeated at Arrowhead Stadium. So that was another reason why I felt really confident that Andy Reid was going to pull out this victory for the Chiefs. I know now he's 19-2 off a bye. And another thing that I thought was interesting, that I saw the stat, is that with the divisional matchups, Kansas City now has 10 takeaways against their AFC West opponents on the season, which are the most, or the second most of any team versus their own division in the NFL. That's been a trend for a while too, as the Chiefs have forced a league most 63 turnovers versus their divisional opponents since 2015. The next closest team, the New England Patriots, and they have 10 takeaways behind them. Segueing into the game the next week, the Patriots, the Chiefs are going to have to go to Foxborough and beat them. But before I go there, let's talk about injury updates. So the injury updates I have right now at the moment is, like I was saying earlier, Darrell Williams had sustained a pulled hamstring, and he'd probably be out next week against the Patriots. Coming from Andy Reid in the press conference, he thinks that he might be held out. He also, Andy Reid was saying, was that Frank Clark hurt his shoulder at the end of the game, during the end of the game. So we'll see, I'll check on his status later this week. And Rashard Fenton also, he tweaked his hamstring. So that's all the injury updates I have at the moment. But now let's move to the next segment, keys to victory. So my keys to victory for the Chiefs against the Patriots this upcoming Sunday is definitely number one, they have a fast start. They need to come out early and get the crowd out of the game. You know, they need to be successful on third down and convert. And we need to score touchdowns, not field goals. It seems like every time we play the Patriots, when we settle for field goals, it ends up hurting us at the end. So we need to be more aggressive. And especially since this Patriots defense does not make very many mistakes, we need to utilize our field position when we're in the end zone, we're in the red zone. So we need to be able to, it's going to be really hard to complete long sustained drives. So another thing that the key is that the Chiefs will need to win the one-on-one battle since the Patriots play more man than any other team in the NFL. So I expect Tyreek Hill to be getting open down the field every once in a while, and hopefully Mahomes will be able to see him and take advantage of that, because it's very hard to go man-to-man on Tyreek Hill. I don't think there's anyone who can cover him man-to-man, but we'll see if the Patriots try that. But you never know. With Bill Belichick, he always has these defensive schemes that will come out of nowhere and have something we've never seen before. But I think the Chiefs have so many offensive weapons, they have so much speed, it's going to be really hard for them to stay with their man coverage that they like to run. My second thing is to stop the run. I know the Patriots and Bill Belichick, they'll try to establish a run game to control the clock and keeping the ball away from Patrick Mahomes and our high-powered offense. And we definitely got to be able to stop their running game, because if we don't, it's going to be a long game. They're going to take advantage of us, and it's our kryptonite on our defense. So if they don't stop the run, we're going to be in trouble. I mean, if they can keep the Patriots in long conversions on third downs, and we keep that happening, and hopefully we can replicate exactly what we did in the Vikings that was successful, that we brought an extra man in the box, and we played more man coverage and was able to be one-on-one better coverage outside, and then the receivers getting open. And I know Tom Brady this year, I know people are saying Tom Brady doesn't have great receivers here, doesn't have a deep threat. And so I think that's going to help the Chiefs with their corners, is to be able to do man-to-man. And last, another thing I think, another key, is the pressure on Brady. I mean, if we don't pressure Tom Brady, if you give him all the time in the pocket, he's going to kill us. He's going to find the open man. He's too accurate and too well of a passer. I know he's 42 years old, but he still will get the job done if you give him enough time. So they need to basically make Tom Brady be off his spot, make him uncomfortable in the pocket, make him get rid of the ball early, and I think they'll be successful doing that. I mean, the Chiefs will probably be in man coverage to bring extra defenders in the box to stop that run game. But so that being said, the Chiefs will need to win the one-on-one battles for sure on pass coverage. I mean, it's going to be a rough night for our linebackers, because they're going to have to cover their backs out of the backfield, because they like to throw a little flat routes. And it's going to be tough, because I know that's one thing that our defense is starting to get better at, but they still got to button that up is the linebackers covering running backs. And I think the Chiefs will match up well with the Patriots receivers. So I think it'll be causing Brady to hold the ball longer than and hopefully getting a sack. Because if our defensive line keeps improving like they have been the last couple weeks, I easily can see Chris Jones, Frank Clark, and Naughty, and all the defensive linemen creating havoc and making this a rough day for the Patriots. And lastly, which is easier said than done, but you have to be almost perfect against the Patriots because they never make mistakes. So lastly, we have to win the turnover battle and have less penalties. If we can have zero penalties like we did this last Sunday, that would be awesome. But in reality, we probably will have a couple penalties, but we definitely need to limit them. We need to limit our turnovers. I mean, it's hurt us in the past against the Patriots, having some turnovers or having costly penalties in third and long situations. Because Bill Belichick, he does have a lot of schemes for his defense, and it's going to be very tough. Even with our prolific offense, we still got to be perfect. And I think if we play clean football and make no mistakes, I think it's very key to this game. And so lastly, I like to say, I think the Chiefs overall, I think they should win this game. I think we have the most talent. It's just going to be capitalizing on our game plan and sticking with it. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode and make sure to check in next week. I'll be uploading more episodes of upcoming Chief games. And don't forget, we're on Instagram, How About Them Chiefs. So go check it out. Again, thanks for listening, and go Chiefs!